人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事，欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
各位听众大家好，欢迎收听星期三8月14日晚上的美国故事 American Story， 我是 Alani。 那今天很荣幸邀请到了这个西华园的一个创办者之一，Dennis Ahn。 So Dennis, it's our honor to have you here. Say hi to everyone.
Hello, thank you for having me.
很高兴呢能够邀请到 Dennis。 那今天呢我们就为大家介绍一下 Dennis 和为什么会有这个 Seattle Chinese Garden 的这样一个项目的一个创意。Why don't we start with introduce yourself a little bit, Dennis?
So once again, my name is Dennis Singh. I'm the president of the Seattle Chinese Garden Society.
大家好，我是今晚的翻译。刚刚 Dennis 说他是西雅图那西华园的董事局主席。
Good. Since we're talking about the Seattle Chinese Garden, so what is the history and the background of the garden, if you can give us some ideas?
Sure. The Seattle Chinese Gardens really started as a project that came up out of the opening up of China and China relations between China and the United States back in the 1970s.
刚刚 Dennis 向我们介绍了一下西华园的历史和它的一个创建的一个背景。他说呢，最初呢是在1970年代上个世纪70年代的时候，这个创意呢是来自于就是在中国和西雅图之间建立一个友好城市这样一个 idea。
As part of that relationship, the city of Seattle formed a sister city relationship with the city of Chongqing in China.
在这样一个创意下呢，西雅图和中国四川的重庆就建立了姐妹城市这样的关系。
At the time, the mayor of the city of Seattle, Charlie Royer, was very involved in developing international relationships with other cities around the world.
那个时候呢，西雅图的市长叫 Charlie Royer， 他呢非常参与到这个活动中来，就是把西雅图和世界上各个国家之间的城市呢建立起一种姐妹关系，友好城市。
And so in the mid-1980s, he had sent his director of intergovernmental relations, Bill Stafford, over to Chongqing to identify projects that could strengthen the sister city relationship with Chongqing.
那当时呢，他就派了他的执行官员到重庆去寻找这样一种深度合作的关系。
And so, well, one of those ideas was the construction of a garden.And so in 1986, Charlie Royer went to Chongqing on a trade mission, and an agreement was signed that the city of Seattle would provide land, foundation, and utilities for a garden, and Chongqing would provide technical assistance.
那么就在那个时候呢，市长 Charlie Royer 到那个重庆去参加一些商务交流项目呢，他们就签署了这样一个合作的计划，就是由西雅图提供地资源，然后由重庆提供技术服务，然后一起来共建这个西华园。
So through the 1990s, there was a lot of work around design and fundraising and selection of the site. And it was decided that the best location would be where the garden stands today, just north of the, over in West Seattle, just north of the South Seattle College.
在90年代呢，就有很多这个建立这个西华园的一些活动，比方说大家在一起筹措资金和选择最好的地方地址来建立这西华园。那么大家就决定了选择西雅图西部的这样一个在西雅图社区学校附近的这样一个地址来建立这个花园。
And so by the late 1990s, they had established a small portion of the garden, the Song Mei Pavilion, a demonstration garden,which were really designed and built to increase interest in the garden.
那么在上个世纪那个九十年代晚期呢，就是开始建立了一个就是一个最先的一个小的部分小的区域，他们来用来吸引更多的人来关注这个公园的建筑项目。
So in the 2000s, we established the Knowing the Spring Courtyard, which is what you see today over.Which forms the basis of much what we have for the Seattle Chinese Garden. It was completed in 2010 and opened to the public in 2011 with the help of many, many volunteers, public and private partnerships and funding, as well as the city of Chongqing, who sent 21 artisans over to help build and construct the authentically Chinese elements of the garden.
那么在2000年的时候呢，就开始我们就开始建造这个知春院。那么现在这个就是大家所见到的西花园的主体部分。那这一个那个庭院呢，就是在2010年的时候呢就建造完毕，在2011年的早期呢就向公众开放。那么当时呢也是得到了社会很多人的支持，很多义工志愿者来为我们提供了很大的支持。那么重庆市呢也派了21位建筑师、园艺师来帮助我们设计一些园艺上的细节。
Thank you so much for Lu Yi's translation. 感谢 Lu Yi 你的翻译。Okay, so speak of the history and background of the Chinese garden, I would want to know that does anyone on the board or anyone that you know has interactions with our prior mayor, Charlie?
Absolutely. In fact, at our most recent event, Mayor Rayer agreed to speak and share stories of the origination of the garden. In addition, Charlie also, we recently had a 35th year anniversary of the sister city relationship with Chongqing. And the city of Chongqing sent a 22-person delegation to visit. And we hosted them for just a fantastic visit. And Charlie agreed to speak with them and share his story and visit with old friends.
That's great.
那么问题是呢，就是说我们主持人的问题是，当时在董事会里，就是早期有没有人与市长有密切的关系呢？那么我们的嘉宾 Dennis 说，当然在早期，我们市长是为我们这个西花园做了非常多的工作。那么前不久呢，在西花园35周年成立的纪念日呢，重庆派了21人组成的代表团来到我们西雅图，那么我们热情地接待了他们，完成了一次非常好的交流活动。那么我们的市长。我们前市长他也亲自来光临，对他们就是讲话。
Okay, so it's very motivating a story. I know that Charlie Royer is a inspiring person that actually serves the Seattle office with the longest history, I would say, because he served a 3-4 years terms, from my knowledge. So thank you, Louis, and thank you, Dennis. And my next question would be,We know that the purpose of the Chinese garden is definitely to promote the Chinese culture. So is there any great stories or landmarks that make our vision even bigger and clearer?
Well, I would say, you know, when we think about the vision and purpose of the garden, it started as a project between governments to connect, right, as part of sister cities.
Mm-hmm.那么就是说我们这个西花园这个项目的目的呢是什么呢是有一个什么样的一个有标志性的一个有宏大的愿景来使我们激发我们的团队来就是
共建这个项目
有什么故事跟我们分享吗那么Dennis 他说那我们这个愿景是非常宏伟的他就是希望能够连接中国和这个美国这个文化的一个桥梁
But in the late 90s, it transitioned to being run by the Seattle Chinese Garden Society, which is a nonprofit. And that's important because the garden is really led and managed and really a part of the community and really serves the community.
那么到90年代呢，我们西花园这个项目啊，它转变了一个性质，它变成一个从政府的一个项目变成一个非盈利的一个组织。那这一种转变呢是非常重要的，因为我们的主要的目的就是我们要服务更多的社区，所以这个转变对我们来说非常重要。
And so, in addition to connecting countries between the U.S. and China and connecting cultures through the promotion of Chinese culture here in Seattle, it also does so much to connect people.
Right.
And that's what's been inspiring to me because it has connected me with the generation before me. It's connected me more closely with my Chinese heritage, and it's allowing me to connect with my children.
那么这个除了建立国家之间的交流除了一个文化交流的目的呢那么通过这个西花园这个项目推广中华文化中华文明也是更重要的是就是建立起一个 就是与人之间的一个桥梁。那么对我自己来说，这个就是特别有切身的体会，因为这个项目我参与这个工作，也是我对我的中国血统连接了我自己在中国血统上的一个纽带。
In terms of inspiration from landmarks, the intention of the garden is to be a Sichuan-style garden. It would be one of the only, it will be, when completed, one of the only Sichuan-style gardens outside of China.
那么在这个园林景观的设计上呢，我们这个西花园是四川风格的一个公园。那么这据我所知，这是在中国以外全世界唯一一个四川风格的公园。
And that would place it as fairly unique in terms of gardens, Chinese gardens in the Pacific Northwest area. You know, of course, you have beautiful gardens, the Lanzhou Garden in Portland, the Sun Yat-sen Garden in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But both of those are Suzhou-style gardens. They're meant to be more private and intimate.
那么这个风格呢，其实在园林的建筑史上说，它是有特别鲜明的一个个性的。因为在你知道，在美国太平洋，美国的西北部地区呢，我也有孙中山的那个公园，在温哥华等等。那么那些呢，都是苏州园林风格。那么苏州园林的风格呢，就倾向于更私人化，更有紧是紧密的一个亲密度。那么这个四川园林呢，可能就相对更加对公开公对一个开放的一个格局。
So the Seattle Chinese Garden is unique.Being inspired by Sichuan-style gardens to be more like a park, accessible to the public, to be open.
那他也说到，就是这个西花园这个风格呢是四川风格的，所以呢，它更加能够让公众来接入，就好像一个美国这样的一个公共的一个公园一样。
And there's another landmark we have actually right nearby that provides us additional inspiration.We have a statue of the poet Li Bai that was sculpted by Ye Yushan, who's a really a noted sculptor from mainland China, who donated the sculpture to be placed in the garden as it's completed.
那么我们还有一些景观呢，也是非常富有创意的。那其中有一个呢是李白的一个雕像，是由中国非常著名的一个建筑师。Could you tell me the name of the?
The statues of Li Bai. He's a poet from the Tang dynasty, and then the sculptor is Ye Yushan.
Ye Yushan, okay. So Ye Yushan, he 造了这个雕塑，然后呢，他要捐赠给西花园。当西花园建成完毕之后呢，这个李白这个雕塑就会被我放在西花园作为一个景观。
And it's an inspiration to me because when you think about what we want to do with the garden and the appreciation and the promotion of Chinese culture, it's about everything. It's about the garden. It's about architecture. It's about art, poetry, music.
Interaction with people.
Absolutely.
Community.
Absolutely.
这个也给我许多许多的创意和启发，但因为这个公园呢，包含了许多的中华文化的因素，不仅是园林建筑，还有
音乐、艺术，人与人之间的联系，还有就是整个社区的联系。I actually love the idea of blood bond because I can see that it's a potential issue. 那这里我要简单说一些英文。我很喜欢刚才呢 ，Dennis 和路易讲到的那一点，就是说其实倡导中国文化。在现在我们看到非常重要的一点就是新生代和我们上一辈之间的 a gap, 一些个我们不能叫做代沟，特别是我们出生在美国的一些华裔，当我们身边越来越少有资源能够了解到更直接接触到中国文化的一些个信息和直观的感受的时候，那其实这是一个比较天然的屏障。那同时呢，我身边有很多朋友都有新生的 baby, 那从生下来可能不到几个月就送到 daycare, 那基本上他的一个环境是很美式很生活化的一个很自由的环境。It's great, but I think we should have a chance to let the younger generation know that, okay, our blood, where we're from, the blood bond is China. So it's inside of us, right? It's part of us. So I like the idea of that.So speak of the purpose of the Chinese garden that we really enjoyed hearing the loving stories. And so the next we would want to know what's coming next and what about the, like the sparkles and what are we trying to build up in the near future?
Sure. I guess I'd start by saying, you know, my own involvement with the garden has really been in the last few years. Oh. And when we think about what's coming next, it's also important to reflect upon, you know, why what's coming next is so important.
Right.
And you think about how important it is to keep the relationship between China and the United States and really the people, you know, strong despite tensions between, you know, governments, mm-hmm. that we can still keep the appreciation of culture strong, that we can show that we're more alike than not. And so it's in that context that we're really thinking about, okay, you know, we're trying to build up energy to actually continue the garden and to grow the garden.
那么请问接下来我们的西环园有什么一个打算呢有什么令人激动的事情会发生呢那么在回答这个问题的时候呢丹尼斯说他说他其实涉入到这个西环园的工作呢也就是过去几年但是要谈到未来要做什么他首先要想想为什么未来如此重要我们要继续这个工作呢因为他觉得其实这工作这个西环园这个项目呢它是加强一个人之间的联系所以呢你看现在中国政府和美国政府它的关系呢比较紧张可是我们对文化的欣赏我们对人的欣赏这是不会被政府的这种紧张关系所阻断的所以我们要加强这样一种文化的交流和这样这个沟通所以这个未来的工作就十分重要
So what you see of the garden today what we call the Knowing the Spring Courtyard、
yes.
is only the first in a seriesof segments that will make up the complete garden. The intention is to ensure that we have, beyond the Knowing the Spring Courtyard, that we have gathering halls, that we have a tea house, that we have a lotus pond.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to initiate the next phase of that construction and kick off the next element that we want to build.
Yes. 那么知春院呢现在只是我们一系列的步骤当中的一个小的部分那么接下来我们还会建造起好几个景区比方说我们有建造的茶室建造荷花池还有一个叫 gathering 就是给大家聚会的一个地方
And so the next stage that we're targeting is the tea house on Lotus Pond it will allow us to celebrate another very important part of Chinese culture tea cultureIt will allow us our first indoor space to host even more programs expand our reach. And we think it's a really important part that will help continue to grow the garden and make it even more of a destination.
那么接下来我们会把工作呢致力于建造这个茶室和荷塘、荷花塘。那么这两个那个景观建立完成之后呢，它会给我们主要一个主题呢，就是弘扬中国的另一个文化，就是茶文化，那个中国的茶艺、茶文化。那这也是为我们提供了一个室内的一个活动场所。那所以呢，我们也就更多的可以举行一些室内适合在室内品茶这样一些活动。这个也是对我们的一个极大的一个提高。
Now for a privately funded element for privately funded construction, it's going to require a lot of work. It's going to require help from the community, partnerships between public entities, private entities and donors, and corporations.
作为我们的基金构成呢，我们需要很多那个大家一起来出力，有私人机构的一些捐款，也有一些公共机构的一些捐款，是由各个部分所组合起来。
But I'm confident we'll be able to continue to move forward for a couple of different reasons. One, the city of Chongqing has confirmed that they are agreeing, similar to the Knowing the Spring Courtyard, to provide an in-kind donation of artisan labor,
yeah.
Pavers, stones, and woodwork, and designs.
那么我是非常有信心，我们的工作一定可以持续进行下去，顺利的进行下去。那我的信心呢，是由以下几个方面得来的。 比方说第一个呢就是重庆方面的支持，那么重庆方面看了我们造了日出院以后呢，他们当时也给我们提供了人力方面的技术方面的支持，那么他们已经承诺他们会继续帮助我们在园艺师的设计以及在写一些中文的文字方面等等方面给我们提供这方面的技术支持。
Additionally, we received an extraordinarily generous pledge from a donor who wished to remain anonymous of $1 million, specifically to help us make the tea house happen.
还有呢，我们得到了一笔非常慷慨的捐赠。那么捐赠的那个团体或者个人呢，他们希望能够保持匿名。那么这笔捐赠呢，有$100,000，专门是用来帮助我们建立这个茶馆的。
Well, this donor wishes to remain anonymous. I've had several conversations with them, and it's so very important to them that we continue to grow the garden. This is a donor of Chinese descent, Chinese heritage, and they felt, and one of their missions was to ensure that we continue to grow the garden so that we can ensure that people from China who live here are able to keep that connection with China, people who are American-born Chinese,such as myself, can create and grow that connection. It's extremely important to the donor, and we want to respect that and make this next part of the garden happen.
那么这位匿名的捐赠人呢，他是一位华裔，那我可以告诉他的血统呢是一个华裔。那他觉得呢，我们要有这样一个使命，要让这个园林啊能够继续的继续他的完成创建工作。那么这可以非常，这对他们来说是非常重要的，因为有很多在美国出生的中国人，就像Dennis 一样，他们觉得我们需要这样一个连接，把这个美国跟我们祖籍的文化连接起来，所以这个非常重要。那么我们是很尊重他们，也希望把这个作为我们的首要任务。
Thank you, Dennis, and thank you, Louis. It's a great conversation. So I am really inspired about for the spirit of keep the garden growing and keep the spirit growing. 我非常的认同和受鼓舞，就是说整个这个西华园的一个概念，它不仅仅是说把它成立起来成为一个地标性的建筑，然后让我们知道 OK 这里你能够感受到中国文化，那重要的是大概几十年来可能是两代以上的人传承下来的这样的一个精神，它隐含的是说我们需要把这个传承中国文化的精神继续让我们在血液里面流淌，继续坚持下去走下去，这是一个比较艰难的任务。那同时我相信在座各位的听众听到了我们这个$100,000的一个资助呢，也一定是和我一样非常的受鼓舞，这是一个非常鼓舞人心的消息。那我们知道其实精神上的凝聚力呢胜于一切，包括物质。So, thank you, Dennis. So we're about to come back in the 1 minute commercials. Before that, I would like to have you tell us some inspiring stories or any difficulties during the procedure that how with the team conquer it.
You mean in terms of the construction?
Any.
Well, you know, I think the toughest part about
I know that the very first part, the structure is moved from China piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Oh, well, I mean, I think a lot of the difficulty, I mean, actually, once you get the commitment for all of the material and the people, I think that can move fairly rapidly. But I think a lot of the difficulty is really in the reason that the project is it's almost generational in nature is getting the support for all of the funding from state and local governments, all of the land use permitting, the environmental assessments. It's all the things that you actually don't see that are some of the most difficult in a project like this.
Yeah. 所以其实在整个项目的运作过程当中呢，我们是没有办法能够前瞻到这个困难的，总是走到一步才遇到我们之前没有预料到的困难，包括从政府到地方政府不同的一些个许可啊等等等等，我们可能会经历一些许多的困难的。刚刚其实我提到了，就是我在去到他们那个 promote event 的时候呢， 由他们的 volunteer 带我去参观了一个小的 tour。 那第一座凉亭呢，非常感动的是30多年以前是在中国已经建造好的，然后是一部分一部分运到美国再拼装起来的，然后它的整个的一个构架的一个结构和方式呢，是非常我们传统的一个建造工艺，就是说它上面的瓦片是不含水泥和钢钉的。 OK, so welcome back soon. Thank you.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情，
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播7周年。
Bella， 你恋爱了？
哪里有啊？
那你为什么这样的容光焕发呢？连双下巴都没了，就像变了一个人似的。
我啊，只是去卓玉医美打了2针，你看看，脸上皱纹没了，脸也瘦了，双下巴也不见了。Hello，Tony 啊，我们今晚去看电影。好呀，那就今晚见喽。
卓玉医美是您重返青春的最好朋友，干细胞水光针、微针、Botox、肉毒除皱、瘦脸针、玻尿酸填充，美丽人生不是梦想。夏季筹兵进行中，地址在 Bellevue 市中心，电话425-589-5747，425-589-5747。
钢琴王子李云迪将于2020年2月17日在西雅图 Benaroya 交响乐厅举行奏鸣曲世界巡回钢琴独奏会。购票请查询 event.vism.ca 或者请关注微信公众号 VISM 微智娱乐。
欢迎各位听众回来，那您现在收听的是星期三8月14日晚西雅图本地的中文电台节目美国故事 American Story。 Now, Today we have Dennis on as the board member of the Seattle Chinese Garden.
Thank you.
Thanks. And we have Louis as our awesome interpreter.
Thank you.
SureSince we're talking about the historical background of the garden and the purpose and the connection of it between the Chinese government, Chongqing, city of Chongqing and Seattle. So we want to know that, so promote the culture is directly related to our community. So what can people do for fun in this great garden?
Yeah, we've got a variety of programs that we run every year and are always looking for more things to host. For example, annually we have a peony and bamboo festival. We actually get peonies imported from China.
Where exactly?
Luoyang.
Luoyang peony.
Yes.
Thank you.
We have a celebration. We try to pin down the date, of course, for when they're in bloom.
Yeah.
And then we also offer them for sale.
那么我们一直在寻求主办一些丰富多彩的活动。那么我们前不久呢，主办了牡丹节和竹子节这样活动。我们特别从中国的牡丹之都洛阳进口了牡丹，就是正宗的洛阳牡丹，然后向大家展出。还有那个，就是我们也可以让游客来买这些牡丹。
Every year we also have a kite festival. The location of the garden is up on a hill where there's some nice winds for flying kites.
And great view.
Yeah, absolutely a great view. And that's a special one for me because my first involvement in the garden was taking my two young children to the garden for the first time. And I was so surprised, not having known the garden was there, even though I lived in this area for so long. But to see my children just light up. and get so interested in the architecture of the garden, of the pond we have and the Knowing the Spring courtyard, and then to get to fly kites, mm-hmm. right? I think was something that really connected me with the garden right away.
哦，我们还有一个传统的活动呢，就是风筝节。因为我们这个西华园呢是建立在一个小丘山峰的山的上面，所以呢它的地理位置比较高，所以上面有可以挂就是体验到这个风微风，那景观也非常的美丽，所以呢特别适合举办风筝节这样的活动。那这也是我第一次觉得我跟这个西华园有强烈的联系。因为我那时候我带了我的两个孩子去参加这个风筝节，然后我非常惊讶的看到他们对这个传统中国传统建筑是如此的感兴趣，他们在那放风筝是如此的开心，而我作为一个西雅图人竟然对这个这里有这样一个公园还不太知道，所以我当时一下子就觉得我跟这个西华园再也分不开了。
We've also been promoting programs around tea, you know, knowing that we are really trying to focus on the next phase of the garden around a tea house.You know, we also want to have programs that promote tea and tea culture. We've got a Wuo tea gathering. We've got multiple programs that we're using to celebrate tea and tea culture.
那么我们也在推广一些与茶艺茶道相关的一些活动，那么这也是我们下一个阶段园林建筑方面的一个重点所在。那我们举办了无我茶话聚会，那么我们也在这举办这一类推广中国茶道和茶文化的活动。
We've also been focused on educational outreach. We provide tours to local schools, make sure that the garden is available. We've also begun engagements and discussions with schools that provide immersive Chinese language learning, because it's not really an ideal environment. For immersive learning of Chinese language, which can extend into learning about Chinese culture.
那么我们还举行一些教育相关的活动，比方说推广中国文化，像一些大学跟一些大学建立一些合作的项目，向他们的学生推广中国，介绍中国文化。那么来到我们的西华园呢，也可以让学生们沉浸式的感受到中国语言和文化的魅力。
We also make the garden available to host a variety of events, such as photography workshops, because there's so many beautiful areas in the garden for fabulous photos. We were involved with the Seattle Chamber Music Society's Music Under the Stars program,
mm-hmm.
Providing just a fabulous venue. You know, if people aren't able to make it out for an event, we have volunteer docents who can provide tours of the garden and provide the history a tour.
那么我们西华园呢还给很多活动提供这样一个举办的场所，比方说我们是一些摄影家的一个工作的一个作坊，因为在我们的西华园里有非常好的景观，所以非常适合摄影家到我们这儿来工作。那么我们也提供西雅图给西雅图室内音乐剧乐团，那么他们在这儿举办过一个星空下的音乐这样的活动。那么如果有对我们西华园感兴趣的呢，我们也会给他们提供一个导游参观的一个项目。
I will say also, we also the garden is available as a venue for events. Actually, one of our members of the board actually got married and had her wedding at the garden, and it's an absolutely amazing venue for that.
那么我们还可以举办一些纪念活动。那么，比方说，我一个同事呢，他的新婚典礼就是婚礼，就是在西华园举办的，那也是一个非常美妙的一个场所，对于这类婚礼庆典活动的举办。
那我想一定是很特别啊。那刚刚其实呢，我们聊到了西华园，其实为社区能够提供的贡献是什么呢？让人们能够真正感受到和接触到中国文化，我们有什么？有这个牡丹和竹子的节日，还有就是这个无我的一个 tea ceremony. Speak of Wuwo tea ceremony, I think it's not quite familiar to each of our audience. It's probably for some of our audience, it's their first time to hear about it. So if they're interested in there, do we have like a guidance or a volunteer or a tutor?To show us how to do it and to have us involved in the ceremony or festival.
Oh, absolutely. If you go to, you can find additional information on upcoming events
online. Okay, so speak of, the website is seattlechinesegarden.org, seattlechinesegarden.org. Mm-hmm. And our address is?
The address for the garden?
Yeah. Well, that's a good one.
我先把刚刚主持人的跟我们嘉宾聊天做一个翻译啊。因为大家刚刚嘉宾已经介绍了，我们在办一个菊花牡丹和竹子这样一个节日，我们还有无我的茶话聚会。那么可能有的听众朋友们对无我的这个茶会呢不太有些了解，那么Dennis 说最好的了解方法呢就可以到我们的网站上参观，到我们的网站上浏览，那上面有非常详尽的方法。那么下面请 Dennis 给我们说说那个网站的地址呢，是 seattlechinesegarden.org。 那么我们的这个西花园的地址到底在哪里呢？
And the address is 6000 16th Avenue Southwest, Seattle, Washington 98106, just north of the South Seattle
Community College
campus.
I would address that. My first time of driving there for the Pomerode event is very interesting that Google Map directly led me to the community college. I was like, okay, cool. This is a nice place, peaceful, but I don't see many people here for an event. 我要说一下，就是我们在搜这个 Google Map 的时候啊，最近可能会有一些这个小小的这个差异出现，不光是到我们这个Seattle Chinese Garden， 我就直接被带到了那个 South Community College。那建议大家，我们可以直接搜名字 Seattle Chinese Garden 到那边。然后因为刚刚我们其实聊到了，就说这个我们的这个 Chinese Garden 的网址是 seattlechinesegarden.org， 那上面我们会了解到我们这个活动的更多信息。我们知道这个 Bamboo Festival 可能是在 May 19th. Is that correct? May 18th and 19th. That's what I learned.
Yeah,
is it yearly, annually?
It is annual. The date tends to move around because it depends on ensuring that we can have the peonies in full bloom.
Right.
And so typically we announce it in kind of the late April timeframe, and when we have the when we're going to have the festival, because we want to make sure we've got good weather, the peonies are in bloom. So if you like us on Facebook, you can make sure you get the updates as soon as they come out, and we're able to announce the dates.
Look up Seattle Chinese Garden on Facebook. Yeah, so 我们知道洛阳牡丹呢其实非常稀有。那同时刚才 Dennis 强调过，我们的这个牡丹节和竹子文化节，我们的这个牡丹是从国内呢运送过来的，洛阳牡丹是从国内运送过来。那运送过来的时候呢，其实也要掐准它的时机，要找到那些个含苞待放的，同时以非常迅速的空运速度及时保鲜，把牡丹带过来。那这样呢也能够保障在欣赏它的 beauty 的同时呢，如果有这个植物啊，这个 plants art 的爱好者呢，同时你也可以把它带回家去。其实也是对于这个 Seattle Chinese Garden 的一个 contribution。 So my next question would be, we know that this is a great project. We want to keep the garden going, we want to keep the spirit energy going. So how could the community be involved in if they want to?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I will say, you know, we've got our board. It's an all-volunteer organization. We have a small but very dedicated set of active board members who are focused on keeping the garden growing. But we've been taking moves recently to strengthen the board and get us ready for the next phase of the campaign to build the tea house on Lotus Pond. But we need help. We need help from the community because this is really a community project. This is, you know, really by the community for the community. And so there's a few different ways that people can help. You know, first off, certainly donations are important. Financial support, large or small. Because proceeds go to the operations of the garden or to, as we get started around a capital campaign, we'll need to raise significant amounts of money in order to get to the point where we can begin construction. But in addition to the financial support, if people, aren't able to donate financially, it's really important to have volunteers, right? Because really we have a very limited amount of staff. There's really only three full-time paid staff members. A bookkeeper, an office manager, And I really do have to give a shout out to Julian Leung, our gardener, who really does a fabulous job keeping the garden beautiful.
那么我们都希望那个西花园能够继续建造啊。好，我们广告。
对，广告之后回来，我们要了解更多的可以让整个社区参与到这个活动当中的途径。Commercial, please.
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供自500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688 206-286-1688。
华州劳工与工商保险服务部 Labor and Industries 负责保护华州的劳工安全。如果你在工作中受伤或罹患工作相关疾病， Labor and Industries 提供工伤保险，以支付多数华州劳工的医护治疗费用。如果你在工作中受伤，你应该告诉你的雇主，并且选择一位医生接受治疗。致电免付费电话877-561-3453，使用你偏好的语言与本部门联络，以确认你的索赔案件已经收到，并且请尽可能安全且快速的复制。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐。东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目。请记得收看 Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
Okay, welcome guys. This is American Story at Seattle and August 14th. 那今天你收听到的是8月14日晚西雅图中文电台的美国故事。Today we have Dennis on here and our fantastic interpreter Louis. So speak of how to get involved in contributing the Seattle Chinese Garden. Dennis just mentioned that donation, definitely, and volunteering is necessary too. Louis, please.
那刚刚西花园的董事会主席 Dennis 呢，他向我们介绍，因为我们大家都希望西花园能够继续下去，他的精神呢能够延绵不断的传播下去。那么这样的工作，会需要很多社区的参与。那么 Dennis 就跟我们介绍，我们社区，大家想要参与到底有哪些方式呢？那么他首先介绍了，他说他们有一个董事会，这董事会的组成成员呢不多，挺小，但是大家都非常的尽心尽力。那么下一阶段呢，董事会也会进入一个新的一个阶段，要建造更多的在园子里面建造更多的建筑。那么这个就需要很多的资金的支持。所以像下面一个呢，他会也会举行一个就是说开展一系列的号召大家募捐资金的这样一个活动。那么资金无论大或者小都会对我们非常有帮助。那么另外一个大家都可以为这个西花园做贡献的方法呢，就是参与我们的义工活动。那他这里尤其要感谢他们的园艺师居里，因为居里建造的花园很多细节都是由他设计的，非常的美丽。
And there's many different ways to volunteer. You know, we need volunteers who are willing to help us work in the garden.
Yeah.
Which is a great way to learn about the garden and the different the beautiful elements that we've got within there. But it takes work. You know, work parties keep that beautiful.
那么我们有很多的方式可以参加我们的义工工作，那其中之一呢就是到我们的园子里来进行劳动工作，因为我们的园子要保持美丽呢是需要很多人的工作与劳动的。
But you can also help by volunteering to help in events. You know, when we put in events for the community, many times we just need people who can help. As you mentioned, it can be a little bit hard to get to see the entrance, to just have volunteers to help greet people and lead them to the garden, or to help in coordination of the event itself.
那么刚刚的那个园艺工作呢，确实是能够让参与者更多的了解这个园子本身。那么我们还有举办丰富的活动，那这些活动项目在这些活动的举办中我们也需要人手，那么也欢迎大家来加入我们的就是义工队伍，来帮助我们这些活动的顺利举办。比方说你可以做导游来带领游客来参观等等。
But if you're looking for even more involvement, we have committees that come up with the ideas and the planning for new events. We're always looking for new ways to engage with the community in Seattle and Bellevue, with the Chinese community, and we're always looking for volunteers who will help us join those committees and help make those programs happen.
那么如果你想更加深度地参与到我们西花园的工作中呢，你也可以加入我们的委员会。那么通过加入的委员会呢，你可以参与到筹划下一步我们到底举办哪些丰富的活动，来吸引更多的游客等等这样的工作当中。
Another important way that I think many people don't know that they can help is for those of us who are part of corporations, that many corporations will help and gift match donations. You know, if you make a financial donation, they'll match dollar for dollar or maybe even more than a dollar for dollar, mm-hmm. both straight financial contributions or even matching dollars for hours spent volunteering.
那么大家可能还有一个帮助途径不太熟悉，那这就是一些公司它都有这样一个匹配的这样一个项目，就是说如果你向我们捐了$1的钱，那么公司也同等的捐$1给我们，或者呢更高的比例。如果你像我们就是做义工有了时间，那么公司也会按照这个时间来给予资金捐助到我们的工作来。那么这个就是一些公司所举办的一些匹配活动，就是这个可能大家还不太特别熟悉。
The garden is a great location for a corporate volunteering event. Actually, for example, every year we've had the Boeing Asian Professionals Association help provide volunteers to run our kite festival.
那么我们的西花园呢，也是一个公司志愿者来参与到活动的非常好的地址。那每年我们的分证节上，也有很多公司的员工来加入到我们的义工队伍当中来。
So we're always looking to expand our engagement people who are interested in supporting the garden, who are members of other corporations as well.
所以我们也一直在寻求这样的一个来自其他公司员工这样一个义工支持这样一个形式。
Thank you, Louis, and thank you, Dennis. So we've been talking about how to get involved in contributing the program.So I also am very interested into the form of our festivals. I've learned from our web that not only the great flowers and bamboo that the tea we can enjoy during the ceremony, but also there are shows there that stand the Chinese culture, like the martial arts and wushu. And also I heard that the Wahaha youth dancers are going to perform too.So that's actually very inspiring and would be a great chance for the American Chinese youth to open their eyes to understand, okay, so here are the friends I can make here in the garden, and we're about at the same age and we share the same blood bond and culture. So I guess this is brilliant too. So besides that...
Well, and if I can add to that point, one of the things that we really are looking for, we've had a group of, longtime volunteers, board members and committee members. And I think there's a real opportunity within the Chinese community to really be a part of this and to really take some ownership into a fantastic place of which, millions of dollars has already been invested. It is available.To the Chinese community to help take and make their own. So I think all those volunteer opportunities provide that.
那么刚刚主持人也提到了我们这个在西花园的活动的形式呢非常的丰富，不仅有牡丹，有植物，还有一些丰富精彩的表演，比方说有武术表演，有娃哈哈那个青年舞蹈团的表演，这些都是帮助我们年轻人呢扩大的视野，然后跟我们中华文明之间的联系呢更加紧密了。那么丹尼斯说，那么他其实呢非常希望社区能够加入，真正成为我们的一部分，就是已经有几百万美元投资在这个项目当中，那么我们中国人的社区希望大家能够更多的加入进来，以一种主人翁的意识，就是我们也是这个主人之一，来投入到我们这个社区的这个西花园的建设当中。
丹尼斯刚刚有提到说一个非常重要的这个volunteer 的形式是 long term volunteering，那我觉得呢，其实在美国文化当中，我们知道其实这是一个 win-win 的一个形式，我个人认为，那无论你是 Chinese American 还是 local Americans， For the teenagers and the young generations, they do communities, volunteering contributions anyways, and this is a great project. 那其实做这个义工还有就是社区活动呢，其实在我们身边有很多这样的需求和机会。那鉴于说 Chinese Garden 其实它需要我们的一个帮助和支持，无论是从人力还是用财力上，那同时这也是benefit 我们自己的一个项目。同时呢，这个西华园呢也鼓励大家，如果有时间有意愿的话呢，就像一个家一样，像一个家庭一样，长期呢对大家开场的大门，那有时间呢就回来看看，帮我们来打理一下这个园子。Janice，
那么OK,
so he said there's a traditional culture in America that people develop long term to be a volunteer. So the West Garden need the volunteer from our community. So young people can join, welcome to join us.
Short term and long term, it depends.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mentioned the donor who had donated the $1 million to really help us get the next phase done. One of the most important things to that donor, when I've talked to them, is getting the younger Chinese community involved and engaged, because that legacy was so important to this donor.
So it keeps going.
Absolutely, yes.
那么他说，我们有那位神秘的匿名的捐赠了100万美元的捐赠者呢，他就在他的提出的要求当中，他非常强调一点的就是，他希望能够有更多的年轻人加入到我们的这个西华园的工作当中来，那这种传统呢是非常重要的。
对，那这个捐赠者的一个非常重要的一个愿景，就是希望能够使这个项目呢激发起这个青年人 young generation 对于传统文化的一个重视和认识，就是我们刚刚提到的，就是让这个花园的这个项目持续下去，让我们的这种精神持续下去，一代一代。那同时呢，通过这样的一个活动和community activities, volunteering activities.To strengthen or tighten the generations, between generations. So in this case, I would also like to talk about, is there other like approaches or method if someone is like critically busy for either school or work, if they would prefer a chance, like anything, even just a visit, do we have a ticket to be charged at all?
No, you know, really the garden, it does not, it is open to the public, right? We don't charge for it. It is for the community,
mm-hmm.
right? It is by the community. It is for the community. And so that reminds me there's one other way、
Good.
That everyone can help that doesn't cost any money or even any time, or at least very little time. And that's just getting the word out about the garden, right? Liking us on Facebook, talking to your friends about it, spending some time talking through it. Because when I lived here for many years, and I didn't know about the garden. And so we need to get the word out.
那刚刚 Dennis 有讲过，就是说如果除了我们以上强调的这些个途径之外呢，在我们 social media 上面， Facebook 上面， Instagram 上面，喜欢我们，支持我们，这也是人人可以贡献的一份力量。那还是很高兴今天能够有请到 Dennis 和陆一做客美国故事，感谢大家的收听，可以在蜻蜓上重听我们的节目，谢谢您的收听，期待下一次与您见面。 Thanks.
Thank you.
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅100美元，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有501(c)(3) 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698，西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。